Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Denny. The All Nagaland College Students Union, ANCSU, has urged the state government to prioritize the upgradation of Kelhoshe Polytechnic Atoise to a full-fledged engineering college. In a representation to Chief Secretary Nagaland, ANCSU said that delay in upgrading Kelhoshe Polytechnic Atoise to an engineering college deprives students of essential educational opportunities and hinders the state progress in technical education. This neglect can be seen as a violation of students' right to education, limiting their potential and future prospects, it added. The ANCSU, while appreciating the state government's commitment to skill-oriented education by establishing 9 government polytechnic institutes across Nagaland, the student body, however, expressed its disheartening to observe the absence of degree-awarding institutions, particularly engineering colleges, over the past several years. The ANCSU said in 2021, Kelhoshe Polytechnic Atoise received accreditation from the National Board of Accreditation for 3 courses valid for 3 years. To this, the student body said the accreditation was a significant milestone that raised hopes among students and educators alike for the establishment of a full-fledged engineering college in Nagaland. The general public have been informed not to commute between Dimapur and Pipema, Kohima during night hours. The travel advisory was issued yesterday by Commissioner of Police Dimapur in view of incessant heavy rainfall and thunderstorms under Kohima District. Police Commissioner advised all travelers to avoid the route during night hours till further notice. The bridge near East Service Station on National Highway 2 between Visema and Jakhama has been damaged critically due to incessant rain. PRO Kohima Police informed that all heavy vehicle traffic plying on the state route will be temporarily suspended. The PRO also advised all passenger and light motor vehicle operators to avoid the route till further notice. Further, the public are requested to extend cooperation for the precautionary traffic advisory. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended warmest greetings to Nagaland Page, led by its editor Mona Lisa Changija and her team on the occasion of its Silver Jubilee celebration today. In a message, Chief Minister Rio said, for the last 25 years, Nagaland Page has been one of the pillars of the Fort Estate in the state of Nagaland. He said, it is indeed a great accomplishment for coming this far. Since running a media house has many challenges, it is a testament to your hard work and dedication. The Chief Minister said, since its inception, Nagaland Page has always stood for truth and justice, maintaining the highest standards of journalism. Rio hoped that it will continue to strive for integrity, accountability and impartial reporting. The Kohima Press Club, KPC, and Mokokchung Press Club, MPC, have extended greetings to the editor and staff of Nagaland Page on the occasion of its 25th anniversary, extending congratulations to the devoted team for 25 glorious years of struggle and success. KPC President Alice Yosher said, throughout these years, Nagaland Page has proved to be one of the leading English dailies with high quality and reliable news. She said, Nagaland Page has loyally contributed to the growth of the Naga community and state in every sense of the word and appreciated its unwavering commitment in being the voice of the people. She noted that 25 years is quite a journey in the life of a newspaper, but Nagaland Page has pulled it off admirably. Mokokchung Press Club also acknowledged the hard work and dedication of the talented team, past and present, whose passion for truth and storytelling has shaped Nagaland Page into the respected institution it is today. The club wished Nagaland Page that their next 25 years be filled with continued success, growth and impactful reporting. A rescued Chinese pangolin was handed to the staff of Wildlife Division Dimapur by Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevi Tuto Sophie yesterday. The pangolin was then handed over to Nagaland Zoological Park Rangapahar and is under observation by the veterinarian. Wildlife Warden, Wildlife Division, Dimapur H. Tokaho Kinini, in a press statement, appealed to the general public to report to the Wildlife Warden Office, Wildlife Division, Dimapur, in case of any incidents or findings of wild animals in distress. It is also informed that wild animals held captive without prior permission of the Chief Wildlife Warden is a punishable offence under Wildlife Protection Act 1972. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.